you're not a single issue type person. It's not just environmental related things that you do. You mentioned peace earlier. Talk about the wider universe of values that you do music about.
Well, yeah, our entire musical career, and even before we got together, both Terry and I individually, have been involved in using music as a tool to make this a better world. I can say that for me personally, this dates back to the 60s, 50s and 60s, musically, when I was growing up. We experienced the great topical music of the 1960s and the music of the civil rights movement, the music of the movement to end the war in Vietnam. That period of time and that music, of course, had a profound influence on me. I've never thought of music as just being, for me anyway, just being an entertainment. I'm happy to be entertaining, even using music that has a topical theme, political theme, social theme. We want to still be entertaining, you know. But I've never thought of it as just being entertainment. I've always felt that music has had a greater purpose. And I wanted to be there, you know. I wanted to be in that number. So, yeah, our entire career has been dedicated to social issues, issues of social justice, issues of stopping war, ending war, freedom, equality, all of these things. Of course, we feel that the earth is one of those issues that is intricately connected with all that. Our experiences working for peace as musicians, dating back to the 60s, one of my very first gigs in front of people. In fact, my very first gig singing in front of an audience, in front of a live audience, was when I was 11 years old and I sang at a civil rights conference in my hometown of Canton, Ohio. When I was in high school and the war in Vietnam was raging, I went and sang at the local demonstrations against the war and the October 1969 moratorium against the war. Terry and I together have sung at demonstrations against all the wars over the years when we lived in Washington, D.C. You know, it was rather, you could say, a rather convenient location for doing that kind of work. You know, you'd throw your guitar in a gig bag and hop on the train and be right down on the mall. So I don't even know how many dozens of demonstrations we've performed at in D.C. All of it tied into the influences of our heroes and sheroes, those who have paved the way for us and did this kind of work. Pete Seeger, who is now a friend of ours. I have to pinch myself whenever I say that, but because when I was a kid, you know, Pete was just, he was the daddy of them all and still is. You know, he's just been a tremendous influence on me politically and musically all the years and now continues to be. And then in the 60s, it was people like Phil Oakes, Joan Baez, Malvina Reynolds, Gene Ritchie, Tom Paxton, Eric Anderson, particularly people like Phil Oakes, who had a tremendous impact on me as a songwriter and as a person who dedicated himself to whatever cause it was. In the early 60s, he was really focused on the civil rights movement, which, of course, was a major thing to me because my father worked for the Urban League as a job development person, and my entire family got involved in the civil rights movement in our small way, in our small town of Canton, Ohio. And then in the late 60s, when it was the war, you know, Phil was continued to be a national inspiration to those of us who were engaged in that struggle. And then, of course, came Kent. And Kent stayed in May of 1970. My partner, Terry, was in the famous demonstration on campus on May 4th in the line of fire with all those other hundreds of students. You know, for me, I keep thinking, you know, there but for fortune that my partner Terry is my partner Terry and that she didn't end up like Alison Krauss. Whenever I see Terry, I just say, I'm just a fortunate person that I have somebody who was spared that day, but who has ever since been a dedicated progressive and an activist for trying to leave this world a better place than we found it.
Well, let's share your song, There But For Fortune. Of course, it's originally by Phil Oakes, here performed by Magpie.
Show me a prison. Show me a jail. Show me a prisoner whose fate And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. There but for fortune may go you or I.